When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is Thursday, which means we talk with Gino Toretta, our friend, the Heisman Trophy winner. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. By the way, reminder, before we talk a little college football here, NFL football, if you're looking for Canes or Dolphins merch this holiday season, check out Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive next to La Spada's, or you can check it out online at caneswear.com. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, who was at the Heisman Awards last weekend. He is the ambassador for Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They've got a full line of grills, smokers, and more. Evening's Delight, they have two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. Traditions are better with Traeger, so grab a Traeger grill during the holiday sale and add wood-fired flavor to your festivities. It goes on now. The sale is going on now through Christmas Eve, December 24th. You can get up to $400 off select Traeger grills, plus save on pellets, rubs, and more. Gino Toretta is with us. So did the Heisman Trophy vote, was it a little closer than you thought it was going to be? That seems to be a little bit of the surprise. We kind of all knew Travis Hunter would win, but it was close.
I thought so. I thought, to have a guy that's, you know, a unicorn in the sport that's playing 100 snaps at a high level, I thought he was going to be a runaway, but I think that it probably shows the importance of the conference championship games, and Ashton Gentry went off in his conference championship game. Hunter in Colorado didn't make theirs. I think it affected Cam Ward, let's be honest. I mean, Cam had the best quarterback year of anybody this year, and he ended up being fourth behind Dylan Gabriel, who's still got his Oregon team undefeated and had a conference championship game to show off his wares. But I think that it was fun to see. They were all great kids. I mean, good families, different backgrounds, but all seemed very respectful of the award, and it was always nice to get together with guys, even though Cam Newton made his first appearance and made all of us look diminutive, if they will, on a stage. I mean, that dude is enormous.
He's a big human, ain't it, Gino?
Hey, I believe that guy was a quarterback. Hard to believe. Remember those kids jumped him last year, the year before? Out of all the people you're going to jump, you're going to jump Cam Newton?
I mean, he's 6'6 without the hats on, and then add the hat, he's like 6'10, 7 foot. Him, the crazy thing, so Sunday, Danny Werfel had like a pickleball thing at across from the garden at Lifetime to raise money for his foundation, and Cam's a pickleballer, and apparently Tebow's also a pickleballer. So those two guys were like playing like matches to five against just like normal people in Lifetime. And dude, they're like jumping up doing chest bumps. I'm just like, you got Tebow, who's the whitest, quarterback, thickest quarterback ever.
Whitest?
Whitest. Like the thickest. I mean, he's, you know, I mean, he looks like he benches like six bills. You know, he goes down there in a powerlifting competition. And then you got Cam, who's like a foot taller than Tebow and enormous. And they were going at it. So it was fun to see, but always good to be around the former winners.
Yeah. 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 No, I've been around Cam a lot just to stand next to, it's like a defensive end. It was almost like Julius Peppers. When you stand next to those dudes, you're like,
he's bigger than Peppers though. He makes you feel like a little leaguer. Like, it's like, dude, like I made it to the league and it's like, I feel like I'm in Pop Warner standing next to you.
Were you introduced in this world the same way I was? Because I don't know if we came from wombs. We could have both came from wombs. But you know, speaking about the Heisman, the one thing I said with Jinty being so close, everybody was saying if he played in the SEC and did those numbers at a higher conference, that would have put him over the edge. To your point, I don't know if Travis Hunter is the best wide. I think he's an amazing All-American corner. I don't know if he's a great wide receiver, but he just played so many staff. But if Jinty was playing against top-level competition every week, would he have had a chance to beat Travis?
Well, I think he would have had a better chance. And that's, you know, the sad part is, you know, people discount schedules. I think people discounted Miami's schedule with Cam Ward. That you know what, it wasn't the toughest. We didn't face a ranked opponent. And I think that affected Cam, but I don't think there's any question. I mean, come on, if you rush for two bills in the SEC, I think it would have been a runaway. I think the thing with Hunter, he did win the Biletnikoff as the best wide receiver in the country, and then he won Walter Camp Player of the Year, and I think one of the defensive awards. So, you know, it was an amazing season for both those guys. I think there's definitely because you look at it as we go through the playoffs, as trying to figure out the top 12, there is a vig that's placed on somebody getting through the SEC with two losses or three losses that they're ranked higher than teams in that are also supposedly in their same division of play, that with less losses, they get the benefit of the doubt more so. So, you know, I think that would come into play, and you know as well as I do. I mean, anytime you're playing, you know, the SEC, it's, you know, that's an every week deal. And I think that, you know, people would probably discount a Jinty a little bit, but man, he's a little dude, but whew, he's got some scoots, you know, he's got some great lateral. You know, reminds me, he's not Barry Sanders, but I mean, he's that low center of gravity and just the acceleration is impressive.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.